Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Oh my goodness. Hello. Riley always is like, why do you sigh all the time? Like, is something wrong? I'm like, no. Sometimes that's just like your body's way of just exhaling all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? In like the best way possible. Anyways, it's been a week. Riley's in Cabo, living his best life. He's on a bachelor party for my cousin who's getting married in the next couple of weeks, which is very exciting. But I have been over here just figuring out all the details for our very first Humble and Hungry event, which I'm so excited about. I'm tweaking the last few details, but tickets will be on sale on November 1st. So, Patreon, you're going to get first dibs. It's going to be a limited amount of tickets. It's about 50 tickets, but Patreon will get to access to the tickets first. Again, a limited amount, and then I will be putting it up on my Instagram website and all that, and you guys will be able to grab it. So plan a night out with your girlfriends. It's going to be fun. Come hang out with us. My sisters will be there. My mom will be there. I think Piper is going to be making a little quick appearance, but it's going to be a really good time. Again, all the details will be up November 1st, so keep an eye out for that. And then as far as today goes, I'm going to be giving you guys a Vault Patreon episode. It's a fun one. We have a great old time over there. So if you're not part of Patreon, not part of that little community, go hang out with us and be part of it. But yeah, I love you guys. I can't wait to meet you all and hug you all and kiss you and, you know, maybe not kiss, but hug and hang out and have some cocktails and just get to know all of you that have been with me for probably a very long time at this point. And if not, if you're brand new, I don't care. I'm just excited to meet you guys. So, enjoy today's episode. Look out for those tickets. Oh, and also, I hope you guys have a beautiful Halloween. Stay safe. Raid your kids' candy. You know, it's a crazy time right now. So just keep an eye out around your surroundings. Take care of your little babies. And if you don't go out, then enjoy staying home. I'm not really a Halloween person, honestly. The only reason why I will be going out is because of Piper. But yeah, stay safe and enjoy the show.
Okay, Patreon, here we go. I told you part two. Okay, can I just share with you guys a few of these like BuzzFeed things? Yeah. The female brown trout will fake an orgasm if they're copulating.
Natalie did not write it before.
With a genetically inferior male, the female will withhold the release of eggs while the male ejaculates and swims off none the wiser.
Oh.
I mean, imagine if we could do that with men.
Do what? Sorry,
okay. The female brown trout will fake an orgasm
during sex.
Okay, the girl will fake an orgasm if the male is genetically inferior to her.
Shit. Orgasms.
So she'll hold off on releasing her eggs if like the guy's like not great. Is that not amazing?
If only we could do that.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine. No,
we are not there yet as a
evolution.
We haven't evolved.
Yeah, we have not evolved yet.
Yeah. And then there's this one that says, if you have a Brazil nut allergy and have sex with someone who just ate Brazil nuts, you may develop an allergic reaction.
I heard that one.
Scientists discovered it to be the first known instance of a sexually transmitted allergic reaction.
The fuck?
Right? Okay, hold on.
To that note, have you guys ever been allergic to a penis?
No.
This is a really good question because I feel like allergic can also mean like you stink afterwards.
That's what I'm saying. Or, so like,
that's not allergic, then. That means that they're not clean.
No.
It's your pH balance.
It's almost like you guys literally are not compatible in the sense that like his pH balance and your pH balance is off. So like it just like you just are
That's not also true.
Compatible.
Sometimes when you have a new partner, you just have to, like, has to calibrate.
That's true as well. But, like,
I'd be like, go shower, and then...
No, it happens after, like...
Because they're juices. Right. It's like they're juices with yours. Does not jive. Honest.
I have had guys with nasty cum.
It, like, smelled bad or tasted bad?
I hate the word cum.
It tasted bad. It was not good.
I'm gonna throw
it. I mean, whose tastes good?
No, because some taste like nothing.
But then there was one where I was like, bro, what the fuck are you eating? Like, what is in your diet?
But it could be asparagus. Asparagus has, like, a raunchy taste. I am sure that there is a portion of men that absolutely have sick fetishes and probably too.
Okay, so the guy that kisses you after you go down on them?
That's not weird.
That's not that weird.
I don't think that's weird. I'm like, I just sucked your dick. Yeah. The least you could do is kiss me.
Yeah.
I know. It's funny though, because I always hesitate to like kiss him because I'm like, is he going to reject the kiss after like I've been down there or not?
That's rude.
But then he doesn't reject it.
No, they bet again. That's your dick, bro. Taste yourself. Yeah. What do you think you taste like? Kiss me. Now you know.
I mean, we're having sex. It's not like we're fucking cleaning the house. It's not a clean activity.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole act of sex is gross, right?
Like, yeah, it's all dirty thing. Like, now you want to be like, you guys were dirty.
So, girls, so what about if they go down on you and then they kiss you?
Yes.
Yeah. It's fine. If anything, I'm curious to know what it tastes like.
If guys do it, like, do guys like
taste their own?
Although, you know what? I've now that I'm thinking about it, I've like gone down there to smell, and then like I'll do a quick little taste to see like what it tastes
like. If a guy's about to go down on me, I'm like, it's the test.
But I think it's different because girls can just, like, randomly just touch themselves and do that. Guys would have to literally just jerk off and then taste it to, like, know what they taste like. Like. They can't just,
you know, when guys are masturbating and they're in the room where they're, like, being, like, I don't know, curious, do they ever, like, after, have they ever, like, I'm gonna just lick it. I'm gonna just try it.
I bet you they have. I bet you there's men that have tasted it. It's, like, in your adolescence. Yeah. You're like, I wonder. But I don't think it's, like, a thing that someone's like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to
feel right, like, drink you guys
just, like, make a smoothie out of it.
Let me just do a taste test. Let me see where my shit's at.
Yeah.
pH levels are.
Yeah.
No. Guys don't care that much. They're like, I noted. Yeah. That's it. It's over.
That's so true.
They're like, now I'm hungry. Feed me.
Oh my God. Sex is so, there's like an ick factor, but then there's, I don't know. The whole thing is weird. I think it depends on like where I'm at in my head. Like the whole idea makes me like want to be celibate.
No. The more the better. No.
Yeah, you Scorpios are fucking just
hornios.
Wild.
The Scorpio hornios.
Yeah. And I'm not mad at it. Let me just say, I am okay with that lifestyle.
But, like, when does that go away? Like, are you 80 and like this? Or are you, like, 60 and then it goes away?
No, I don't think it ever goes away.
I don't think so. I think for the Scorpio, it ever goes away? I think it only gets worse.
But, like, when do you really stop having sex? Are you in your 80s or 70s, 90s? Like, when do you actually stop?
I think it just depends on you. Like, I'm excited to see, like, my partner's 80-year-old balls and be like, I've been looking at the same balls age for, like, 25 years. Remember when these things hung up high? Now they're drooping. And I'm, like, opening my mouth. I'm like, whoa. Yeah.
Wait, let me take my dentures off, babe. Hold on.
Remember when I had teeth? Do you like it better with the dentures or without the dentures?
You're going to just hang his balls on, like, like on your shoulders, like yeah. just like
oh no, you're not. If you're
yeah, I'm into
unless,
it.
Unless your knees can't do that or your back is out, like you can't we'll go down there anymore. We'll
make it work.
If they're in a wheelchair, you just sit right on them. Boom,
there you go.
Problem solved.
Do any of you guys have lockjaw? Like.
I have two jaws
going down there and like the repetitive motion of the ocean.
No. No, Jackie's like, I can't get out.
If you got a pony and I like that, you know why.
You need some Flexerol. Like... You need a muscle relaxer before you do it.
Yeah, I guess Botox can help with this.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it doesn't. It does. If you're getting lockjaw, then you're doing something wrong.
Yes. Like, no.
Like,
no.
You don't. A, it shouldn't take you that long. And B, you got to use your hands. And you don't need to put the whole thing in your mouth. It's just the tip. What? And then the rest you do with your hands.
What? Don't listen to Natalie.
That is the worst blowjob advice I've ever heard.
Only use your hands. What? Don't put just the tip.
So far apart that you're gagging. You're like, you're like about to throw up.
Just
no, I
it.
Think that it's a mix between
flick
like
it.
No, I. No.
Oh my god!
Yeah, you just
wait.
Bite it a
what?
Bit, you flick it.
Slow on you.
Talk to it.
And then that's how you get out of them. Because then he's like, "No, it's okay, babe. You don't ever have to do that again."
He's like, "Please don't touch my penis again with your mouth or your hands."
Wait, you guys. Now I'm questioning my blowjob skills. No, but it works every time.
I think what you're doing is giving a very good handy now with like a little bit of a blowjob.
No, it's a hand blowjob. It's a hand blowjob. It's never just the mouth.
I'm talking like no. You play with the balls while you're sucking dick.
No, I think it's like okay, a little bit, but it's not full like. The balls don't need to be in it the whole time.
Let me just take inventory here. Raise your hand if you've ever been told by a man that you have given the best blowjob he's ever received.
Me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe they all
Jackie
lie.
Okay, really? Jackie?
How many people? How about multiple men?
Every guy.
Okay. It's been 15 years.
Okay, but Jessica also like brings Listerine into the mix. This bitch is crazy.
You bring Listerine? Why?
Yes, and then because it's like that cooling menthol effect.
She's like tingling
then,
it. That's why.
Yeah,
so might as well use lube
on it a little bit. Oh, the guys go nuts. Like I'm like they. I get the like standing ovation afterwards.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh god.
But you don't do that every time.
Oh, I keep Listerine on the side on the nightstand.
Doesn't it burn your hoo-ha?
Dude, you're
though?
Gonna give him like, yeah, like you're gonna give him an infection.
That will shake up your pH balance, bitch. No wonder.
Hey, you know what? But then you got a clean smelling dick in your mouth. Now you've got a menthol taste while you're down there. It's a win-win. The guys love it.
Okay, so minus her Listerine, I would. But
oh
that's
my god,
like
Listerine
special...
stock is just gonna fucking skyrocket.
I feel like that's a special occasion. That's like a, like, we're having
totally.
A set.
Not like
not
a fucking
like
Tuesday night.
Not like, hey, we're drunk and like, let's get freaky, let me put your...
Oh, no,
like...
no. I would say if we get drunk, then we get freaky, then you bust out the Listerine, but not like on a random Tuesday, you know, just like, hey, give me a quickie.
No, it's more of like, we're building up to it. But for quickies, no.
To Jessica's point, one of the easy ones is when you let it hit the back of your throat and then you get like that good spit and Jackie's face.
the back of your throat?
Yeah. And then the problem with me is that I do that like gagging and then I start
I literally want to gag right
and
now.
And then the problem is
my eyes just got watery.
Then I'll get like a runny nose because like my body thinks it's going to...
Oh, uh-huh.
I'm like...
yeah. Bitch, you're not getting a standing ovation when you got snot fucking running down.
No, it's extra lube. It's salty now.
They don't
now
know
it's
the
like
difference.
A whole thing.
You guys,
are you serious? Way. You're not letting it hit the back of your throat?
No, there's no need for that to happen.
Oh my god.
Never,
okay.
And those guys lied to you, sisters. I'm sorry, but you would lie.
No! Because I feel like it's like a whole thing. Like, I don't know. Your hands are just in the air. You're just like fucking going at it.
No, you're
no
holding
way.
It. That, you hold the base
yeah,
of
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, maybe.
But it's still going to the back of your throat. Or they put their hand on your head.
I think it depends on how big we're talking. I think it depends on how big
it doesn't matter.
Is.
It doesn't matter. Some guys are two-handers.
It matters.
Some guys are two-handers.
Nope, I can tell you.
I'm sorry, I'm just like, yes, it depends, and it definitely matters. When your face is in your stomach.
Oh, that Jackie has a different problem.
I'm sorry, what? Are you talking about their body size or their dick size?
All of it.
Both. Listen, if you
one is like logistically,
you have to lift your stomach.
Imagine trying to go in there, and you're now in there, like you can't breathe.
You have to go to an angle. You have to go
an angle. Yeah.
You have to go like
now you're fully under the belly.
Perpendicular.
Yeah, now you're fully under the belly.
So they lay.
You gotta be
at 90.
You gotta be horizontal.
Yeah, I know. I'm out. I'm good.
And Jackie just wants excuses not to do it. She's like, sorry, I'm suffocating, can't. Once you lose a couple pounds, get in there.
I'll tap out.
Pumpkin spice lattes, freshly picked apples, and terrible BO. Let's face it, summer isn't the only time we get body odor. We can honestly, and sometimes smell even worse under our big chunky sweaters. And Lord knows I have talked about BO for years now on this show. And I'm excited to talk to you guys today about Lumi's whole body deodorant for armpits, your privates, and beyond. Lumi deodorant was created by an OBGYN who discovered odor isn't just an underarm thing, it's an all over thing. So she developed Lumi, a pH-optimized deodorant that clinically is proven to control odor everywhere for up to 72 hours. You know, my sister always complained about the smell in between her legs, which is like so disgusting, but it happens because, you know, we chafe and we go to the gym or we're running around and we start to sweat down there. But now, finally, you don't have to use a deodorant stick. We can actually use a deodorant for our entire body. And it's amazing. I am obsessed with it. I use it every single day. My sisters are on it. I tell everybody about it. So as a special offer, like I said, new customers are going to get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code HUMBLE at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code HUMBLE. I'm telling you guys, you don't want to miss it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Yeah. Have you guys ever had any sort of threesome?
No.
No.
Me neither.
I'm jealous. Never. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do that either. Unless it was maybe two guys. Like 20 years after marriage with like a rando. Maybe.
No.
Really?
Maybe.
No.
But there would be very hard rules. Like you can't put your P in their V.
Then what the fuck?
I don't know.
And I want a love letter after this.
Damn straight.
Yeah, like.
I don't know. I don't think I could.
What happens if like one finishes but the other one doesn't, and then like you're all?
I don't know.
There's a lot of logistics. I wouldn't.
No. Yeah. I don't want that.
I think it's a like sexy
idea. And you two have ADHD. There's no way that you guys are gonna start a project not fit, and then you're gonna fit not finish.
No. Listen,
there's too much going on for you.
I always finish projects in the bedroom. Thank you very much. It's called hyperfocus.
Yeah, because there's literally nothing else you have to focus
on. If it brings you dopamine and serotonin, you're like, let's go.
Let's go.
What do you think? Sex is like the number one proponent of that.
I'm down. I agree.
That's. I am a little nervous. I feel like when I was pregnant, I did not get horny like some women do. Did you guys get horny?
No, I felt disgusting. I was so gross. I felt so gross.
Yeah, I maybe you know did what? Not. No.
But Ryan also, like, when I got to, like, the 5 month, he refused to have sex with me, too.
I was gonna ask that.
He was so weirded out. he was like, I can't. So we wouldn't have
sex. There's two groups of men. Yeah. Either they're like super attracted and they want to do it all the time, even as pregnant as you are. And then there's the other ones that are like, nope, I'm good. Nope.
Don't even want to touch you. Yeah. The guys had dinner and we came in like sort of towards like the tail end of the dinner. And I don't know how it got brought up, but I asked him, I was like, were you guys attracted to your wives when they were pregnant? And everyone except Riley, they were like, oh my God. Yeah. Like we couldn't. We were like so attracted, like we just wanted to like fuck them all the time. And I think it was because a part of it is like, well, they can't get pregnant again, so that's one. And I think it's just like this like animalistic, yeah. Like,
oh,
you gotta go. Why?
I have to work.
Oh no.
Remember, I told you work. From 10 to 11 I had open.
Right. All right,
I'm not gonna be on bye, very girl. long, but if you guys are still here, I'm gonna jump back in. Okay, bye.
It's because it's animalistic, yeah. And because you're like carrying their child, so it's like, yeah, an attraction of like, exactly, you are, yeah, continuing my fucking bloodline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then other men are like, ew, this is weird, you're like growing a human.
Yeah, they're like,
and then visually it's everything is changing and you look weird, and you know,
in their head too, they're like, dude, my dick is gonna be the baby's head.
Yeah, no, right, like a qualifying question that I ask people that I'm
dating. But you're never gonna, but you're not gonna know until you're in it. Men can be like, yeah, I'll also fuck you, and then you're actually pregnant, and then they're like, ooh, I don't want to get near you. And you,
okay,
may also be like repulsed by it because you're sick and you feel gross.
I won't. I mean, like,
and Jessica's a horny-o and she didn't even want to.
Yeah, but for how long? The whole pregnancy? Every single pregnancy you didn't want to do it?
Every single pregnancy. Once I got to like the fourth month, then I was like, nah, I'm good.
Shit just is weird, man. And like, yeah, your body feels weird.
Your boobs are achy.
Your tits hurt.
The further along, like your hips hurt. Your like your inside, like because you're rearranging your insides. So it's just like, man, get your.
Although like my mom was super horny even up to like the 9 months. She was like, oh my God, I couldn't get enough of it. So
that's what I don't know. Like,
you could be one of those.
I hope so.
I don't know. Then, I just feel like,
funny because you know when they say like, oh well, if you have sex, it'll help induce labor. So yeah, I told Ryan, I was like, dude, I gotta get this baby out. Like, you're gonna have to take one for the team. He's like, no, we can go for walks.
I don't think Riley and I had sex either towards like the last few months. Honestly, yeah, I think it's once you really start to like pop.
I mean, you could do it doggy. I mean, you do it doggy style, but you still are so uncomfortable.
It's like, it's for them. It's not even for you anymore.
Oh no,
that's not what I heard from other friends.
Again, because there's, it's either like your hormones are raging, and you're like, hell yes, or you're not. Like, scientifically, it is proven. Like, some just get horny and some just do not.
You know, it's like when we say, you're either a cheater or you're not a cheater. Like, it's like you're either yes or you're not. One or the other.
I know. Let's not get into cheating.
No, but there's another way that not to get pregnant is anal.
Ew.
Oh, I know. That is one thing I just can't. I think you're dabbling in that, and I cannot. I just cannot.
I mean, you can dabble in it, but I don't want anyone, like, jizzerating in my poop hole.
In your butt?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's a little much. I don't want to feel like a fucking stuffed churro.
You're already wiping blood from your ass. I don't think having sex through there is going to be any better.
All right.
At all.
It is something that I think everyone, it's worth trying at least once.
I mean, I'm not shaming it. I just feel like, I don't know. I mean, look, that's how gay people can only have sex. So it's like, hey.
Well, like if you're on your period, it's like, leave the tampon in and then go.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No,
that's a hard no for
no,
me.
No.
I can just have sex with me, even if I'm on my period. What?
Oh, my God. That just... Oh my God! No!
Balls, dude! Come on!
No! I just cannot even imagine like that, like the string hanging, and then it just no.
You hide the string. You're
Will
not.
You not like... have sex on your period?
Yeah. If it's like the tail end, but not if it's like full flow. No.
Oh.
God, that would just be very, very, like. Splatters of blood every no.
Piper comes in the next day. What happened? Like,
what happened? Yeah, no. It's very messy.
I heard a guy the other day say,
A period may stop a sentence, but that's never stopped me.
Oh,
oh my God.
It's like my soulmate. He wrote me a love letter.
Yeah. That's her love letter for sure.
Yes, yes it is. And I'm just like, drool. Yes.
Oh my God.
Do you know why I like that? Is because it tells me that the guy isn't like easily grossed out. He's not like my meat piece about it. He's not going to be like, ew, right. You pooped. Or like, oh my God, you have like hair on your chin.
Has to take a shower? What about the guys that have to take a shower right after?
So my guy only so we will have, you know, sex during my period. And then he'll bust out the blanket. He's like, you're my wife anyways. He's like, of course I'm going to, it's like, I don't mind. I don't care. But then he will shower after.
Oh, I bring a wipe. Like a baby wipe.
No, even with the wipe. Like, it's a hot towel. Like, let's
have I told you guys about this? Hot towel service?
No, what is
that? I told my girlfriends this and they all gave me shit for it.
What?
So, like, after you have sex and they, like, have come. I would go and get like a hot towel and put it on and like wipe it all up.
Look at
you. Oh, that's very nice. That's some 5-star fucking service right there. Service
over here.
Yeah. 5-star on Yelp.
Dang.
And then all my girlfriends like, what the fuck? Why are you doing that? And I was like, I don't know. If I had a dick, I'd want someone to clean me.
That's very nice. It's very generous.
I would do it to myself. I don't know about. I would give them my leftover towel.
Well, because it's like they have like the. Like, they're not coming inside of you and they just like jizzed all over their stomach. I don't know if they're out in my house. I feel like you're a good host. You're like, clean up.
Oh. You know?
Like,
yeah. That's very nice of you.
I would have them.
You almost have like a little towel warmer next to your bed.
Maybe I should, right? But yeah.
They have them.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I should do that. But yes.
I mean, I think it's very kind.
Thank you.
I'm going to think about that next time. I like doing things. I like doing things for other, like, for your significant other.
Me too.
Like, I think because when they do it to you and it's reciprocated, you're like, this is fucking awesome. This is, like, this is what you want in a relationship. You want to do shit for them, and you want them to do shit for you. Just, like, out of the fucking generosity of their heart. And it's very
intimate, you know? Like, that's where you kind of, like, have formed that bond. You know what I'm saying?
It is. It is. And it just, like, adds, like, another layer of, like, yeah, of intimacy. Yeah. It is. I like
you're
that.
You're at your most vulnerable, right? Like after sex, that's when like your guard is down.
But also, not everyone gets hotel service. Like that's like a very like it's like a boyfriend like, hooking up thing. It means I like
do you. Do you say this when you bring it over? You're like, you know, not everyone gets.
No,
the
I don't
service.
Say that.
Oh, it's I would say that.
It's like upgraded to the platinum level.
Yeah.
It needs not to be said. You just feel that it's like special. Like when you go to the Ritz-Carlton, they don't need to say that they're the Ritz.
You just know you're at the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, it's like that. You just know.
Okay, I feeling. Like that shit. Well, on that note, I know that you guys have to go. Yeah. Thank you guys for being here. You're I know welcome. That was... We went in deep and hard, but that was fun. But I love you guys, and I'll see you guys soon. That's your when are you gonna come out?
First week of September. I was gonna say, make sure you hit the back of your throat, okay?
Yes, please. Oh,
God, and bring a hot towel.
And the menthol, the Listerine strip.
Oh, and the Listerine. Oh my God, that's crazy. I love you guys. Thank you for being here. And I'll see you guys all next week.
Love you. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.